WMFO in Medford.
Pure beef patty, lettuce, tomato.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you? You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
Mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge.
I like green eggs and ham. I like them, Sam, I am.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
Now, I went to a St. Patrick's Day party last night, and every important Irish celebrity in Hollywood was there. Maureen O'Hara, Dan O'Herlihy, Pat O'Brien. And when they served the free lunch, another Irishman showed up, Jack O'Benny. Free socks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you have now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to play like I do.
Okay, so what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high. You can run, but you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
What is it? I've never heard any music like this in my life before. And if I ever have, I don't know where I heard it.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Funnily, it's layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
Presentation.
Right about now, you're about to be possessed.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
It's time.
Put your hands together, welcome.
The best DJ in the world.
And you know this,
yeah.
Man.
It's time, we're gonna go back.
Whoa, this DJ kicks ass.
Yeah, he kicks it, he kicks it.
Let me kick it.
Kicking the old school. And dropping the fat beat.
Now, here comes the music.
As I walked down Great Howard Street, I came to Paddy West's house. He gave me a feed of American ash and calls it Liverpool Scouse. He says there's a ship wanting hands and honour, you'll quickly sign. Oh, her mate's a bastard, her bosun's worse, so she will suit you fine. Take off your dungaree jackets and give yourselves a rest, and we'll think of them gold nor'westers that we had at Paddy West. Well, when I finished me grum, me boys, the wine began to blow. He sent me up to the attic, the main royal floor to stow. And when I got up to the attic, no maid royal could I find. So I turned around to the window and I fell the window blind. Take off your dungaree jackets and give yourselves a rest, and we'll think of them cold nor'westers that we had at Paddy West. For every two men that graduates, I'll give one outfit free. For two good men on a watch at once, I'm sure you'll never be. Oilskins, me boys, you shall nap on carpet slippers made of felt. I will land out to the pair of you with a rope yarn for a belt. Take off your dungaree jackets and give yourselves a rest, and we'll think of them cold nor'westers that we had at Paddy West. Old Paddy pipes all hands and deck their stations for to man. His wife stood in the door with a bucket in her hand. Paddy cries, let her rip, she flung the water our way. Same clue in your 40-gallon sail she's taking in the spray. Take off your dungaree jackets and give yourselves a rest, and we'll think of them cold nor'westers that we had at Paddy West. Seen as we're off to Frisco, boys, to starboard we're bound. Paddy calls for a length of rope, he lays it on the ground. We all jumped over and back again, but Paddy says that's fine. Oh, and if they ask if you've been to sea, you can say you crossed the line. Take off your dungaree jackets and give yourselves a rest, and we'll think of them cold nor'westers that we had at Paddy West. There's just one thing for you to do before we sail away. Let's walk around the table where the bullock's horns do lay. And if they ask, was he ever at sea, you can say 10 times round the horn. Oh, by Jesus, you're an old sailor since the day that you was born. Put on your dungaree jackets and walk up looking your best, and just tell them that you're an old sailor man that's come from Paddy West. Put on your dungaree jackets and walk up looking your best, and just tell them that you're an old sailor man that's come from Paddy West.
Osama bin Laden, you can kiss my Royal Irish ass.
I guess I will make his dream come true today.
Thank you. Welcome to the Tears of the Gods sound collage here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on your FM dial and WMFO.org on the web. Yes, we are Tufts, freeform, community, non-commercial, and even sometimes educational radio. I'm your host, Edward Buechert, and this evening, what else can we possibly do except celebrate St. Patrick's Day? Yes, this March 17th of 2023. And to do that, I'll be playing you music by Irish musicians. We've got two featured Irish artists tonight, U2 and the Cranberries. And as far as the U2 music goes, we are going to be exclusively hearing songs from their albums that were produced by Brian Eno and Daniel Lanois, two incredibly multi-talented musician, composer, producers. Eno being one of the co-inventors of ambient music, along with Wendy Carlos and some other people. We began with Dan Milner and a song called Patty West, which I found on an album, a CD, in WMFO's World Music Collection. Well, it used to be here. Now it's all on the computer, but it used to be on CDs. That was from a nice album called Irish Ballads and Songs of the Sea. And we're going to be hearing another track at least from that. And then, well, we've got a little bit of a sub-theme going orthogonally here. We heard from a New York firefighter, a 9/11 firefighter named Mike Moran, talking about his Irish butt and what he wanted Osama bin Laden to do with that. Yeah. And then we heard from the Cranberries, our other featured artist, and their song Dreams from the album Everybody Else Is Doing It, So Why Can't We? And then U2, Mysterious Ways from their album Achtung Baby. So, and backing me up right now is the Celtic Fiddle Festival with La Belle Catherine. And in fact, as I guess as a third feature for you in this two-hour sound collage, all of our ambiance, that's the music or other sounds that I play while I am talking to you here on the breaks. Yes, my ambiance is all going to be from the Celtic Fiddle Festival this evening. So U2, yeah, they're an Irish rock band from Dublin, and they were formed in 1976, and there's four of them. Bono, who sings and he plays rhythm guitar, and The Edge, who's the Edge of Sound. That's where he got his nickname from. He's lead guitar, and he also plays keyboards and backing vocals, and then Adam Clayton on bass, and Larry Mullen Jr. on drums and other percussion. And meanwhile, the Cranberries were an Irish band that formed in Limerick, Ireland in 1989, but it was really in 1990 when Dolores O'Riordan joined them to be their lead singer that they really got going. And they were very successful in the 90s. They broke up and then they reformed again until 2018, when Dolores tragically passed away. Another victim of, well, drugs and alcohol, but alcohol. She drowned in her hotel bathtub after consuming too much alcohol. And, yes, a real tragedy that ended a quite remarkable and very emotional band. I think a lot of the music that I'm going to play for you this evening from the Cranberries and from U2, just for me at least, really hits me emotionally. It's kind of got that key to direct line to an emotional state that is evoked. So the Cranberries, yeah, they rose to international fame in the 1990s with their debut album, Everybody Else Is Doing It, So Why Can't We? And we're going to be hearing more from that album in the next set, a song called Linger. And then Rory Gallagher, who, oh boy, did he play a Stratocaster, a sunburst Strat that was so worn out by his sweat, all the sunburst went away, and it's a piece of primarily gray wood with a little bit of sunburst on there. We're going to hear a live track, a live performance called Cradle Rock from his Irish tour in 1974. And also, this album, a historic recording of Irish traditional music from County Clare, and we're going to be hearing a track from that, The Morning Dew and Reeves' The Hunter House. And also Clannad, an Irish band, Bono collaborated with them. And then, as I mentioned, kind of orthogonal to this, the scariest audio clip ever, a woman who had witnessed the first plane crashing into the World Trade Center. We're going to have that for a kind of ironic closing U2 song. But first, you know, getting my Sonic idol, yes, Brian Eno, he's one of my four biggest Sonic idols, to be a producer for U2 had quite an impact on their sound, a very successful one at that. And Eno got the edge playing much more atmospherically. And one very cool effect that the edge uses is he creates these rhythms off of an echo effect, digital delay. And in particular, stereo delays. It's the secret to many a U2 song is that sound. He has, on one side of the stereo spectrum, he's got a fast echo with a whole lot of repeats, and on the other, a slow delay with just a few repeats, and spreading that sound around, just wow. And we're going to start off this next set with what's a really canonical example of that stereo delay. Where the streets have no name. Here. Yeah, this is atmospheric. Yes, here on the Tears of the Gods sound collage as we celebrate St. Patrick's Day with the Brian Eno and Daniel Lanois produced albums of U2 plus the Cranberries.
Ha ha ha. all day long on the radio, they've been playing Irish songs. One program played, Did Your Mother Come From Ireland? How Are Things in Glacamore? It's a Long Way to Tipperary and My Wild Irish Rose. I know there's nothing unusual about that, except this was a Scandinavian hour.
Rory Gallagher.
of course, all the Irish cops here in Hollywood have that St. Patrick's Day spirit, but sometimes I think they overdo it. Three times a day, I got a ticket for passing a green light.
Guess he didn't like you after all. He just smelled your narcotics. Buck 'em, boys.
Hold on, Chief. It might be medicinal.
Oh, yeah, medicinal.
Woo! lift me up out of these blues. Won't you tell me something true? I believe in you.
Tragic, really. He exploded on stage.
It just went up.
It just was like a flash of green light, and that was it. Nothing was left. There was a little green globule on his drum seat.
Someone you can lend a hand in return.
Tuned in to the Tears of the Gods sound collage here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Non-Commercial Community Radio. And this Friday, March 17th, we are celebrating St. Patrick's Day with Irish bands featuring U2 and the Cranberries. More specifically, we are featuring the Brian Eno and Daniel Lanois produced albums of U2, which happened to be started in 1984, The Unforgettable Fire, followed by The Joshua Tree in 1987, Achtung Baby in 1991, and All That You Can't Leave Behind in 2000. And then in 1993, he co-produced Zooropa with Flood. And let's see. We started off that slightly more than half-hour long set with U2 and Where the Streets Have No Name, which is a canonical example of a stereo delay, way Edge gets a lot of his incredible rhythmic kind of percussion guitar going there. And then, well, we followed that, as we've had a couple of places. Bob Hope, he was an early 20th century American comedian, an Irish-American comedian. And then it was the Cranberries with Linger, which was actually the first song that Dolores O'Riordan put lyrics to when she met up with the other guys in the band. And they gave her a cassette with their instrumentals and asked her to work on it. And she came up with something. And, well, the rest became the band and their big hits and everything. And what a soulful voice she has. There was one of the things that, well, she was very musical. When she was a little kid, she sang even before she was able to talk. And there's this kind of Gaelic Celtic traditional form of singing called keening. And it's really singing for the dead people. And well, very emotional, yes. And we'll be hearing more examples of that, or better examples even. And then it was Rory Gallagher after a clip from Apocalypse Now featuring Marlon Brando and Martin Sheen. Rory Gallagher, yes, with Cradle Rock, a live version of that song from his Irish tour in 1974. And boy, what a Stratocaster playing guitar player he was with that. He certainly had the tone. And then a track from a historic recording of Irish traditional music from County Clare and East Galloway, as found in the WMFO World Music Collection.